Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Stoney. David.
Congratulations.
Let's be down.
Congratulations.
Hey. Or condolences to her.
I'm going to start here with some names here. I'm going to start with some lesser names, Mike. I understand that you don't like paying running backs, but I'm going to start with two, and then we'll get to the big names in a second.
Thank you for the warning.
Saquon Barkley, predicted destination, Chicago Bears, and then Derrick Henry, predicted Baltimore Ravens.
How long have I called out Henry to Ravens? That one, it works.
It makes
fits.
Sense. He's top of his nails.
And
cliche.
They can use him effectively. He doesn't have to be the bell cow.
No.
The Saquon one. If I listed the destinations, Houston, number one with a bullet, Philly, hell, even Dallas, why would you go to Chicago? Why? To go to another bad football team. Now, they're closer to being good than people realize, but Stoney.
They're still not a playoff team.
On.
Possibly wild card, but doubtful.
David, I'm going to disagree. I still got to believe he goes to Houston. The ability to play with Stroud, to play with that young, exciting vertical offense.
What about their offensive line? Is pretty damn good.
Yeah, Laremy Tunsil, bong mask.
Yes.
Go ahead. The Henry to the Ravens, I think we both love.
Yes.
Next two guys are predicted to go back to their current teams. So this is pretty easy. Chris Jones, Kirk Cousins.
Whoa.
I thought Kirk Cousins. Back.
I thought Kirk Cousins with his Georgia wife and all that stuff, I thought he'd be perfect for the Atlanta Falcons. So that surprises me. Why does Minnesota want to bring it back?
Because I'll tell you why. They have no pathway to taking a quarterback. Think about it. Look where they are in the draft.
They were like 11, right?
The reports are it would take three first-round picks to move up to three. Are you giving away three first-round picks to take Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
No, but...
Two first-round picks to move up and take J.J. McCarthy?
No, but...
Then what do you got to do?
I know.
Mike, I ain't telling you it's great. Look at me. I'm ready to take McCarthy at six. You think I'm amped up about it?
No.
You know, the choice. We're desperate out here.
I know. I get it, but...
You got one clean shirt left in the dresser.
Yeah.
I suggest you wear it. Otherwise, you got to go back to the dirty clothes you got, a.k.a. Daniel Jones.
But why would he want it?
That part I can't explain,
reason. He's got Justin Jefferson, so I guess...
I'm going to disagree with David. He's not going back.
And Addison.
He's not going back.
And Osborne as well. I'm going to give you three names here, all defensive players. Christian Wilkins. Prediction is Chicago Bears.
David, they got $1 zillion in
cap
space.
That would piss me off. Go ahead.
Chase Young, Baltimore Ravens.
Love. Reclamation project, just like they did with Clowney.
Danielle Hunter, Arizona Cardinals.
Hate.
Seriously, if Danielle Hunter goes to Arizona Cardinals, it just proves one thing. All he cares about is the money. And you know what? I'm not going to kill him for it, but there are teams... like one we know very well, that are a hell of a lot closer than the Arizona
but
Cardinals.
But here's the key. If I could use my words appropriately, have they even reached out? Now, we know they reached out with Snead.
Right.
I've seen nothing about Danielle Hunter. Nothing about Wilkins. Now, if you show me a report, I am with you.
Now, here's the other question that we'll probably get into later, or definitely Monday. Does he fit?
Oh, please. I'm so tired of that.
I am too, because you can't have a whole team of that.
Just get good players, and I'm sure Aaron Glenn will figure that part out.
Yes.
You know who fits? L'Jarius Sneed.
And their new defensive line coach is considered one of the greatest in the NFL from Tennessee. Williams, right? Is that his last name? Terrence Williams, I believe?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I mean, give that guy some athletes.
We give you three names here, all defensive backs. I'm putting them together.
Give me Kendall Fuller.
Because one name is a former Lion. One is being predicted to go to the Lions in here. So, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, prediction going back to Philadelphia.
Bye.
He'd have some amazing makeup stuff to do.
Well, here's the thing.
Because him and the fans, they went out.
But it's clear why no team signs him.
Right.
New Orleans, Philly, Detroit, back to Philly. Look, it's a bit of a, he's like defensive Brandon Cooks. There's a reason. And he came here. We gave it a shot for $8 million on 1 year. I'm out. I'd rather bring in Quandre Diggs.
Now, exactly. Now, the other thing is, for at least here, he did get hurt most of the season. I give him credit for trying.
But what
to
he
get
did
back
in that NFC title game, I can't forgive. He was warned before the game by coaches. Don't make it personal. What did he do? Made it personal, hurt the team.
Yes. And I even asked Campbell about it at the press conference three days before. And he said, we've talked to him about it. Well,
how'd that work? Yeah. And the whole wave into the crowd, just all of it. I'm done. I'm out. David, go ahead.
Kendall Fuller, prediction, Las Vegas Raiders.
Take it back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on, man.
Let me give you the name that's going to the Lions. Stephon Gilmore.
Yes.
He's Stoney's age.
I don't care.
All right, I'll take it.
He really played good last year.
He did for Dallas?
Yes, and they don't need him because of the Diggs is coming back. They got Bland. And I don't understand how it happens, but his brother has the same name spelled differently on the practice squad. He looked really good in preseason. I don't know why he never got on the field for the Lions, but maybe there's a mentorship thing.
So let me ask you a question. If it was Stephon Gilmore on a one-year deal, and you drafted a corner in the second round, would you be comfortable with that as an answer to the secondary?
Depending on what my first round pick is, but yes.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
You leave the first round pick out of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because if you're bringing in Gilmore at his advanced age, I'm going to need somebody else on the roster before I get to Bob Vildor or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, you have to double dip. You have to make sure you get a future and then someone for now, which is good.
Because remember, Gilmore's 1,000. They just brought back Mosley on his 17th ACL.
Right.
Like, these are not the most comforting options.
Correct.
And then two offensive linemen, one going to the Lions, one going to the Champs. Tyron Smith, prediction, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Michael Owenyu, prediction, Lions.
He's always said he wanted to, you know, come back and reunite with his Cast Tech buddy, David Hall.
So, yeah, but hold on.
And he's versatile, too. He can play different positions.
He can play right tackle. Well, we've got Sewell. Now, if you tell me you're bringing in Owenyu, he's going to make a ton of money. Start right there. That's more expensive than Jonah Jackson.
Can he play guard?
Yes. So you play him for 1 year. Next year, then, when Decker's deal is up, Sewell goes to left, Owenyu goes to right. You know, I really don't believe you're going to pay Decker and Sewell.
No,
I agree. He'll have $50 million in tackle.
I agree. But is Owenyu good enough in your mind to play right tackle a year from now?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look, I'd be surprised if they spent their money on guards. I would. Look, who the hell am I?
Right.
Stoney, I said I'm taking an offensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah.
I'm letting Jonah go because I'm not paying $10 million bucks to bring him back.
I love the kid.
I'd keep Glasgow.
Yes. And we talked about this with Rico earlier this week, or I can't remember my days. But who do I like, what I see them like to trade up for without, you know, trading up for a lot of crazy, you know, capital? And the kid from Oregon State was number one. And I don't know if they'd have to trade
Alaga?
Up. Yes. Or I don't know if they'd have to trade up for the Power Smith or Powers Jackson from Oregon.
I don't think they'd have to move for him.
No, I'd take him in a second.
Or my boy Cooper Beebe.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, David, go ahead. Don't mind us. We're just, you know, two dudes talking football.
I'm loving it. And then we'll close it out with this. Two guys predicted to go to the Cowboys play the same position.
Odell Beckham.
They're saying they're not going to sign both. So what's best for them? Patrick Queen or Jordan Brooks?
Wow.
I think Patrick Queen's better for them. I love Patrick Queen. I wish we had an opening here for a linebacker. They don't. But,
is it wrong if I told you I'm very lukewarm on both?
That's fair.
Patrick Queen, a little overrated in my world, and Jordan Brooks just didn't pan out to what Seattle wanted him to be.
Yeah, To me, it's queen or nothing.
David, Giants or Steelers getting anything, or should we just not play football?
There's nothing here. I think we can go ahead and just chop the season up
cancel
to a loss.
Cancel the season? Yeah. We're done? Okay. Give me Gabe Davis or something. I mean, give me a crumb.
Yeah, there's nothing going to your team. So I thought
Joe
that.
Shane's great.
I got to tell you. We're having some problems, Mike.
Thank Jury's you, David. Still out. Yeah. That is your In Football Today NFL Free Agency Primer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.